You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together are going to study the Word of God here today. I know the secret, and I share it with you, and that is how to hear word from God. And that is we tune in to His frequency. That is, we go to where God's speaking, and that is in His Word. This is why I elevate the Word of God as much as I do, because that's what you want to hear. You long to hear God speak to you. And when we read His Word, and when you listen for His Word, He will speak. He'll speak 100 different things to 100 different people out there through His Word, because the Word of God, like Hebrews 4 says, is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts right to the heart. The Word is alive. That's how you can read the same book your whole life. And each time you read it, you receive something new. And that's why you never get tired of reading the Word, because the book, the Word of God, is living. It's alive. And it'll transform your life if you spend time in this Word. Now, prior to getting started with our program today, we are finally moving on to Matthew chapter 25. I want to invite you out to church this weekend. If you live in the area, this Sunday, my sermon is entitled Introducing John the Baptist. You know, there's more to this guy than meets the eye. And we're going to have a detailed look in depth here this coming Christmas weekend here at Island Community Church, Introducing John the Baptist. And that will be Sunday morning at 10:30. We're going to have a little Christmas lunch after that. But you're invited. We'd love to see you. There'll be plenty of food for you to come and bring your family as well. Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Introducing John the Baptist. Who is he? The interesting scripture out of the Gospel of John says there was a man sent from God. The Greek word para means from alongside of. Ponder that one this weekend. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. That's what we're going to be doing this Sunday morning. We're going to be digging a little deeper into this mysterious John the Baptist. Monday, we have a candlelight service at 5:30, and my sermon there will be Jesus is the reason for the season, and sing some great hymns as well. If you live in the area, I invite you Monday, that's Christmas Eve, at 5:30. Now, in the meantime, we are in Matthew chapter 25. We're looking at the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven is like. Think about that. What's heaven like? Apple pie, pancakes, Chevrolet, beautiful smells, flowers. What's heaven like? He goes on, the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Okay, now notice here, everyone starts on a level playing field. No one is any better than anyone else. Everyone has the same opportunities at starting. There's 10 of them. They're all together. No one's better or lesser than anyone else. Level playing field. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Here's where we're starting to run into problems. We run into problems when you run into fools. Fools were unprepared for the master's return. Remember what we've been looking at? We looked at in our program yesterday. The Lord Jesus called them hypocrites. And a hypocrite is someone that says one thing and actually does another. Like a hypocrite in the church, or maybe one who says something. A hypocrite in Greek was someone, was an actor. It was a play actor that had a false face in front of him. I'm sure you know the type. Those that say one thing, but actually they're something else. Like the Lord said, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. So again, now 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. We see this parable all throughout the Bible of the master going away on a far journey. And while he's gone, he equips his people with various things. The next parable we're going to read here when we're back, when we're up to it, is the parable of the talents, where the Lord equips his people and gives them talents, which is a measure, 75 pounds to be exact, and says, do business until I return. And now here we've got 10 virgins, not 5, but 10. They're all pure. But 5 of them were wise, 5 of them were what the Lord calls foolish. Oil, we believe, we know, is representative of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me go on. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no. What a response, huh? That's not the Christian response, is it? Help us. We don't have any oil. And what's the response? We're going to see their response right here. No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those that sell and buy for yourselves. So while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Key doctrine in the Bible, and that is the doctrine of the closed door. The closed door policy. Let's finish this up first. Afterwards, that is, after the door was shut. Afterwards, the other versions came also saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. But he answered and said, assuredly, that's amen. Amen, amen, amen. Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. I do not know you. We're going to wrap this up here in our next program, probably on Monday. But this is the doctrine, what I like to call the doctrine of the closed door, and that is there's a time coming, friends, when God's going to close the door, and it's going to happen at a time when you're not expecting it, which is why there's such dire warnings to enter in. As you read in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, probably where we're going the next program, they said, Lord, are there few that'll be saved? And he said, agonizo, strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, think about this. Hear my words today. Lord, are there few people that'll be saved? This is the same chapter over why did this tower fall on these people? It's not right. And how about these people here whose blood of Pilate mixed? He didn't say, he said, unless if you repent, you will likewise perish. Hear us, Lord, are there few that will be saved? He didn't say yes or no. He says, strive. Agonizo. Same word used that the Lord Jesus sweat in great drops. He said, He agonized in prayer. This is the mindset and the attitude he's calling you and I to have. Strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. This is the closed door policy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the great shocking truth in the Word of God is that not everyone that wants to get in is going to get in. The closed door policy goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, where God shut the door on Noah. You know, I bet you this is my last thing I want you to ponder heading into the weekend. If they were to find Noah's Ark today, I'll bet you any amount of money you want. If you were to find Noah's Ark, you know what you'd find on it? Scratch marks. Scratch marks? Like someone who's trapped in a coffin that's still alive. You'd find scratch marks on the outside of it from people that wanted to get in, but were not able because the master had shut the door. Likewise, you also be ready, for at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You don't have to teach children to be bad. It's in their nature. They were born with a sin nature, but that sin nature isn't imputed unto them when there is no law. Romans chapter 5, verse 13. When there is no law, sin isn't imputed unto you. The word impute means to put to your account or held against you. So, a child, when they are born, they've got this sin nature, and you can see the effects of it working out in their life. But if a child was to die before the law comes and makes their conscience comes alive, that sin isn't imputed unto them. They would go to be with the Lord, even though they had sin, because they weren't, you know, we put terminology on this and we say they aren't to an age of accountability. But they haven't knowingly activated that sin on the inside of them, and it all has to do with their conscience. Paul is saying, I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revives. Sin comes alive on the inside of you when the commandments come. And again, there is a necessity for this. You've got to come to an end of yourself and recognize your need for God. You've got to be aware of your sin. And so the law did a good thing, but it makes you